September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Saul had gotten to a place where he was so desperate, he said, go get him. Bring him to me. Let me read that for you in chapter 16. Because here's number four. Number one, you're anointed among your brethren. Number two, you're anointed with a ram's horn or a horn of oil. Number three, God goes before you like he went before David. And number four, he will make your name great. Now, I don't want to confuse you with, as I studied this, many different writers have placed this portion of scripture in different places. I don't want to go there to confuse you. But David, his name was already great. Yet he was keeping the sheep. See, you don't have to pass out cards necessarily. Jesus would often tell people that got healed, he'd say, tell no man. But human nature, they tell everybody. And the word says his fame went out. He didn't have to broadcast anything. See, that anointing. Listen, the people that need to hear about you or that need to meet you, the anointing will arrange it. David was back tending the sheep. After being anointed, tending the sheep. But he had experienced the lion and the bear, but he was tending the sheep. Tell somebody, tend the sheep. He was still in obedience and submission to his father, tending sheep. He didn't know that the Lord had lifted the spirit off of Saul. That there was going to be a changing of the guard. That it was a lot closer than he thought. He was just doing what he was commanded to do by his father. You see, if you're truly going to walk in authority, you must first know how and learn how to be under authority. I'm too anointed for tending these little stinky sheep. Child, my ministry's supposed to go around the world. Well, you ain't tended one sheep yet. God ain't gonna release you to kill people. Plus, you don't have a word in your mouth anyway. Get into Africa talking about John 3:16. You don't have anything to say. But oh, when you tend the sheep in the least likely places, the least likely people, God chooses the weak things, things that are not, the things that are despised. But see, this world tried to trick us into wanting to be all that, have our name in lights, and that ain't the way up. That's the way down. The way up is down. You understand? The way up is to find that sheepfold. Where is your sheep? Where are your sheep? Does that make sense? Ask somebody, where are your sheep? Are you tending to those sheep? Oh, it got quiet on the west side over here. I said, are you tending to those sheep? Well, y'all know, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Where are your sheep? See, as Paul said when he was here, David was busy doing what his father had demanded him to do. While the others, no doubt, were probably just hanging out. You have to understand something. Even when David was called to go to tend to his brothers, do you know what he was doing was really the job of a slave? It wasn't his duty or job to take the bread and the cheese and the wine to his brothers. He didn't even have a donkey to put him on. He had to put him on his shoulder and carry him and run to his brothers at the battle. But yet David, because he was anointed, It didn't matter that he had to do that, do it and carry it on his back. And I don't see where he asked his father, Father, isn't this the duty of one of the servants? No, he just obeyed because, see, destiny was waiting on him because there was an anointing upon him. I wish somebody understood what I was talking about. You got to understand, it doesn't matter where you are, what station in life, if you carry the anointing. What has to happen for you is going to happen for you when it's supposed to happen for you. It can look like you're the farthest from it ever in your life. It'll never happen for me. But oh, I'm here to tell you today, there's a changing of the guard. There's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a breaking through and a breaking out. Behold, I do a new thing. Before it spring forth, I tell you of it. See, David was invited to the court. And in chapter 16, verse 19, wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse. Well, let me go back to verse 18, because he had a reputation already. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. It came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Tell somebody, God wants to make your name great. But notice something. David was called again from the sheepfold. He wasn't out passing his cards out. He wasn't out trying to get dates. He wasn't out trying to do things. He was doing what he was commanded by his father to do. He humbled himself and was tending the sheep. But while he was doing that, in the metron that was drawn out for him, God was dealing with him. See, God's not going to deal with you outside your metron. Everyone needs to know protocol, needs to have boundaries up around them, how God deals with you, where God deals with you, what measure God will deal with you. David was there tending sheep. He knew tending the sheep was where God deals with me. Heard a prophet ask one time, seekest thou great things for thyself? The anointing, if you're truly anointed, you are not seeking great things for yourself. As a matter of fact, all the troubles you have been through up until now have been God allowing and working in you to do of his good pleasure, so that when he brings you in to a place of governance, influence, your mind is not going to be on being influence, being the governor, throwing your weight around, commanding people, amen, oppressing people. No, when you get there, your mind is still going to be on God. It's not about where I am, it's about who I serve. It's not about what he's done, it's about who he is. One of y'all can get this someday. Do you understand? All this that God allows in your life is not a rebuke in a sense, not a chastisement. It's not that God don't love you. No, he's got to get you so to when he does bless you, when the promise manifests, you don't get caught up in the promise. You don't get caught up in the blessing. Hello. Let me tell you something. You know, Solomon, as precious as wisdom is, and it is the principal thing, Solomon got caught up in his wisdom. Listen, he got caught up in his wisdom to the point where he didn't need relationship with God. He was so wise. He just had it like that. See, David, the difference was David, when he would mess up, he'd have to go back to God. Solomon had wisdom, but at the end of Solomon's days, he said, all is vanity. So God works and works and works so you don't get caught up. The Bible tells us, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the rich man in his riches, neither the mighty man in his might. But he that glories, let him glory only in this, that he knows and understands the Lord, who is the exerciser of loving kindness in the earth. If we are to glory, we are to glory only in the Lord. The sooner you understand and you get a hold of that, the sooner you're going to see providence taking you out of the sheepfold. Ask somebody, where are those sheep? Number four was that God made his name great. The servants knew he was a valiant man, a man of war, cunning, skillful, made his name great. Number five, God gave him great favor. It says that Saul loved him. How many know that God will prepare a table? Let me bring that into the present tense. God is preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. They can look, but they can't touch. They can be mad all they want, but they can't harm you. Tell somebody, because I'm anointed. God says it himself, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. I declare, God is preparing right now. It doesn't matter who don't like you. We're not here for people to like us. You're not here for everybody to like you. It ain't that you're trying to make enemies. No, it's because of the anointing. There's a part of you people can't identify with. You step over into that anointing, you become a different person. Hello? You take no enemies. You take no prisoners. Amen. So he gave him favor. Saul loved him. And number six, he made him and he is making you skillful in warfare. See, all this, I'm going to show you something else. Because see, all this is while he's tending sheep. He's just in the court temporarily. See, while he's in the court, his name goes out. He's there temporarily because they're not at war. See, Saul is, God is changing the guard in Israel, and Saul is struggling with demonic spirits, and David is brought there. He's given favor, and God showed him in the wilderness with the sheep how to wage war. Can you imagine David creating, or by the Holy Spirit, writing the psalms, the hymns? Many of the psalms are hymns and songs. And can you imagine him there, whatever type of instrument he had, a harp, guitar, whatever it was, out there strumming in the starlight. And the presence of God coming, filling that whole landscape, that whole side of the mountain, filled with the presence of God. God training the anointed man how to bring heaven down till it feels like heaven in the room. Come on, when you're anointed, you got to know how to bring heaven down. God made him skillful in warfare. You have to understand something about warfare. The Bible says this in Proverbs 18, and I believe it's verse 21. In the power of the tongue is both life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's look at that verse just for a moment. I want to quote it exactly like it is. Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Say it with me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say death and life. I want to show you something maybe you've not seen before that's very important for us to understand. When you are speaking life, you are simultaneously speaking death.
We are continuing in part 20 of The Faith Crisis, The Next Level. Saints that are truly anointed are not seeking things for themselves. It is not about where you're at, but it's about who you serve. When the anointing is present, we aren't fearful. After the anointing, God begins to prove us. Know that God will go before you. In His Word, God said He would never leave you nor forsake you. God may place you in uncharted territories, but His presence will be with you. God makes provision for His anointed.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.